Could a shakeup at the top clear the way for a new Yahoo?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. Yahoo, what is it? Part email provider, part search engine, part news site, and not always up to snuff with its competitors. Now the company's co-founder is out. Jerry Yang says he's stepping down from the company's board. Yang helped define the way we use the internet, but he's been weighed down by his refusal to make big changes at Yahoo. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
As Jerry Yang leaves Yahoo's board, the company is struggling to compete with rivals like Google and Facebook. It's on its fourth CEO in less than 5 years. This month, Yahoo hired its latest chief executive, former PayPal president Scott Thompson.
His mandate is get them back on top to where they were in the 90s. Whether or not that's possible, it remains to be seen.
That's analyst Laura DiDio with ITIC. She says one strategy is to sell Yahoo's stake in China's Alibaba and Yahoo Japan. The sale of those much healthier assets could bring in as much as $17 billion. DiDio says Yahoo's 700 million users won't notice anything different at first. A big cash infusion could pave the way for changes to the web portal. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
The World Bank today issued a new study predicting the global economy will expand about 2.5% this year. That's far slower than the growth rate they projected back in June. For more, we turn to Andrew Burns. He's the lead author of the new report. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Adrienne. How are you?
I'm well. So why are you expecting slower growth for the overall global economy?
Well, it's really a combined story. It's partly, of course, what's happening in Europe, but it's also a lot to do with what's happening in developing countries. Developing countries like Brazil, Russia, India, China even have been slowing now for some time, in part in response to the inflationary pressures that built up last year. So that's very much part of the overall slowdown that we're looking at.
And what is the outlook for these developing countries?
Well, for developing countries, we're expecting growth to come down to about 5.4% in 2012, 6% in 2013. That 5.4%, of course, is a very strong number if you compare it with the United States. But if you compare with how developing countries have been doing over the last 10 years, it's actually the second worst growth rate they've had, with the first being, of course, during the crisis year of 2009.
And what are the threats to growth that you're paying attention to right now?
There are very many. Obviously, it's a very difficult situation. One of them is just the fact that these developing countries, which have been the motor of growth at the global scale, are slowing at the same time that Europe appears to be entering into recession. So there's a real risk that those two tendencies feed on one another and cause us to grow even less quickly in 2012.
Andrew Burns of the World Bank, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now, let's do the numbers. Markets are up this morning. The NASDAQ is up 0.8%. The S&P 500 is up about 0.5% right now. The Dow has jumped 55 points. It's at 12,537. We also got good news from manufacturers today. Factory output jumped in December.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
We've got some crumbs of good housing news this morning. The National Association of Home Builders says builders are more optimistic about the housing market, and the number of mortgage applications jumped more than 20% last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says a whole lot of that activity came from applications to refinance. The housing market bubble and its collapse have a lot of folks more comfortable renting than buying these days. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us now to talk about the reluctance to sign those mortgage papers. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Adrienne.
So how does the price of renting compare to the price of owning right now?
Well, right now, the price of owning the average house is lower than the average rent, which is a relatively recent phenomenon.
And how does that compare historically?
Well, historically, the cost of owning a house, you know, the basic payments on the house and the taxes were considerably higher than the average rent. About 3 years ago, the lines crossed and the gap has been widening. This is very unusual. Back during the house bubble, houses were 20-30% more than renting. Now the difference is the other way.
Now, does it mark some bigger shift in how people think about the value of the property or even the value of mobility in this day and age when it's hard to sell a house quickly?
I think it may mark more fear than anything else. During what we are now calling the bubble for 5 years, the price of houses went up to levels that were insane, but everyone was running in to buy houses because they figured if they wouldn't get it now, it would be more expensive next year or next week. For the past few years, with houses going down, people don't want a house because they figure it'll be cheaper to buy next year. Why should I buy it now and take a risk? And sooner or later, this is all going to average out, but I'm not sure when.
And I guess that's my last question is, how long might this take? If this is a market overreaction, if people are responding with fear, how long does it take to resolve, maybe compared to the housing bubble?
Now, you see, if I knew that, Adrian, I would be so smart and so rich that I wouldn't have to write for a living. I would just be a real estate investor. The answer is, I don't know.
Alan Sloan, Senior Editor-at-Large at Fortune, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Adrian. It was my pleasure.
And finally, Wikipedia is blacked out today to protest the Stop Online Piracy Act. But if you really need that online encyclopedia to find some weird fact, like what a mudcat is, not to fret. Do a Google search for the subject of your curiosity and the word Wikipedia. And instead of clicking directly on the results, click on the arrow to the right and select the cached version. Voila! Turns out a mudcat is a catfish. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Think about Detroit for a second. Not as a city, but as an image.
I would hope to be billed as something along the lines of Esquire, zoomed in on the Metro Detroit area.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the quick rise and equally fast fall of Jack Detroit magazine. This next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.